I guess the first few we're going to have were done in some kind of private residence. Can you tell us about it?
Yes. There were two women that contacted us that were having activity in their home. They do practice Wiccan, and I do not, and Brendan also, well, the five GIS members believe that this is really not a ghost. We believe that it is something that has entered the home from the rituals and practices that these women, you know, conduct in their home.
In other words, you think they've opened some kind of door.
That's right. And it was something that was terrifying to them. They were scared, very uncomfortable. The type of activity that was going on was not the same type of activity that we have investigated in other locations that have ghost activity taking place.
Well, Barbara, when you open doors, things walk through, right?
Exactly. When you just kind of like the vampire thing, you know, when you invite something in, it might stay there longer than what you're wanting it to be there. And
after this experience, Barbara, were these gals prepared to give up what they were doing? Did it go that far with them? Were they that scared?
I don't know if it was if it's made them aware of the possibility that they've invited this kind of activity in their home. I don't think that they had really researched what they were practicing.
All right. Tell me about cut one.
Well, this first one, I was conducting an interview with them, and the woman that I was talking to had the most physical type of activity against her. She had scratches on her and had been physically attacked, really.
Really?
And I was asking her, you're going to hear me say, and what is transpiring here? Is it something that is fearful to you? And you will hear her respond, yes. And then this voice was recorded, I'll cut you.
I'll cut you. All right, let's see what we've got. Here we go.
And what is transpiring here? Is it something that's fearful to you?
Yes.
Okay, I'm not sure about I'll cut you. We're going to listen to this again.
Now that's what Barbara hears, is I'll cut you. I hear I'll catch you.
Either way. And it also appears or sounds like it's a voice of a child. What
yes.
do you think?
Yes, it right. sounds like a child, but I believe, in fact, the voices that we recorded at that location that night were some children, some adult men, some sounded like an old woman, but I think it was one entity.
All right, here we go again.
And what is transpiring here? Is it something that's fearful to you?
Yes.
All right, that could easily have been I'll catch you. So I'll either catch you or cut you, but either way, a moment ago you said these things are not fearful to you. Now, I'll catch you or I'll cut you, even more so. How can that not be fearful, Barbara?
Well, it is fearful if you were having physical harm caused to you, like the scratches that she had, that would be fearful. I'm not stupid. But as far as ghost activity, just typical ghost activity taking place, I have never heard of anything being physically harmful to people. It's usually people's fear that will cause them harm. And how they interpret the activity that's taking place.
Well, you and I disagree. We absolutely disagree. I mean, this scares the hell out of me, and cut two is going to prove that from my point of view.
Well, like I said, I do not believe that these were ghosts in these ladies' home.
You think they were
I think that they had called something into their home that was causing the havoc that they were experiencing.
But you said not a ghost. You think it was what then?
I think it's the type of thing that causes possession. That type of entities that come to people when they're conducting seances or using a Ouija board, which I have been involved in my past.
As have I. I don't like Ouija boards.
Usually most people will have a lot of trouble. And the thing that irritates me the most about the Ouija board is that it's promoted as a game, and it is not a game.
All right. Again, the same two ladies. Now, we'll let the audience judge for themselves, but this was what? Still part of the conversation in the interview you were having with these ladies?
Yes. Brendan and Jenny had gone downstairs and was recording on Brendan's laptop, and Brendan asked the question while they were down in the basement, because the women were scared of the basement. They did not like it down there, the feeling down there. They said they would go down to do laundry and go right back up as fast as they could.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to hear Brendan say, "Did you scratch that lady? Why would you do that?" And the response he recorded, it sounds like, "To cause her pain."
To cause her pain. All right, we're going to hold that. No, let's go ahead and do it right now. Here we go.
Did you scratch that lady? Why would you do that?
You know, clearly that said, or fairly clearly anyway, to cause her pain. That is nasty. That is scary. That is everything that I said that it was, in my opinion. Here it is one more time.
Did you scratch that lady? Why would you do that?
Okay. There you've got it. To cause her pain. Now, that goes to motive, that goes to all kinds of things. I wonder if this is not a ghost. After all, it's a voice just like all the others.
That's correct. That is correct.
But the only reason you classify it differently than you do the others is because, well, you had knowledge that these ladies were into Wicca and perhaps opening doors they ought not open. But who's to say that there's any difference at all between what we're hearing right here, which is obviously a negative kind of thing, and whatever you might classify as a ghost? I don't get it.
Well, this is my own belief, just from the research and that I've conducted over 50 years. I believe that there are different types of entities, and although some of the activity that happens in different situations, whether it be ghost or demonic, evil spirit type of things, the results can seem similar. And I think people have a tendency to confuse them.